Hey, you guys, what if I told you that there was one super simple, not so secret to making more time for yourself, right? Like, isn't that why you're kind of listening to this podcast anyway, to figure out how to make more time for yourself to do the things that you want to do anyway? Okay, good. I'm glad you're here. We're going to talk about that one thing, and we're going to talk about the one thing you shouldn't be doing that I am also guilty of on today's episode. Let's go. Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I will have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. Okay, so I want to give you guys just a quick update on what's been going on. We are currently in the thick of basketball season, which is really fun because it's been really cold here in Florida. So I am thankful that the basketball games are played inside. The particular league that we play in the fall slash winter, they are indoors as opposed to the other one that is in like this outdoor basketball air nasium type thing. Like, cannot imagine the wind tunnel that happens in there. But anyway, we're in the thick of basketball season, but baseball season is peeking around the corner because the good guys have evals coming up. As of the time of this recording, evals are coming up this weekend. And so they've been putting in some extra work. They have been kind of getting reacquainted with just all the things. You know, they play and they practice kind of year round, but you know, it feels different when evals are coming. So I'm actually really looking forward to it. I actually enjoy baseball season, even though it is super stressful. Not really stressful, it's more hectic just because on top of all the other things that I do, as far as my day job, this podcast, my coaching business, you know, things like that, there's this added layer of, hey, you need to be somewhere else 4 days a week. So I'm excited about it because I enjoy it. They love it. They have fun. They get to play with their friends and hang out. And at the end of the summer, they get to like stay in this hotel and hang out. So anyway, the topic that I want to talk about is something that people avoid all the time. So when people ask me, when potential clients or current clients, when I'm talking to them about carving out time for themselves, one of the things that I always bring up is just get up earlier. And I know that was a foreign concept to me years ago as well. And people hate when I say that because it is the simple answer, right? If you want to create more time for yourself, just create more time for yourself. Just get up a little earlier. And the reason why this kind of piqued my interest, and enough so for me to make a podcast episode about it, is because right now I'm listening to The 5 Second Rule by Mel Robbins, and I will link it in the show notes. But so far, it's been a really good listen. I've been listening to it like in the shower or as I'm kind of getting my day started after the boys go to school. And basically, the book talks about how to increase your productivity by simply taking action, by simply doing the things, like not second guessing yourself, not doubting yourself. And in this particular chapter, she talked about how important it is to have a solid morning routine. And for her, it started with not hitting the snooze button. So remember I told you that there was the one thing that I actually do that we shouldn't do? Hitting the snooze button is one of them. It completely throws off your sleep cycle. It kind of teases your body and your brain into thinking that you're going back to sleep for real. And then you wake up 9 minutes later or 10 minutes later and you're all thrown off. You're probably more groggy than you would have been if you had just got up. And personally, I have two alarms. One is set for 4:05. The other is set for 4:10. I have turned off both alarms more than once and woke up like a good hour later, jumping up and rushed because not only have I overslept, which means the time that I've devoted to me time, my workout, my meditation, just time by myself, now it's gone because I overslept. And she talks about that in the book, and it's a really good listen. She talks about sleep cycles and all this other stuff. And y'all, I felt attacked when she talked about it because I just knew that it was kind of okay to hit the snooze button once or twice. But what they talked about was pretty, it's called sleep inertia. So you can look that up. I'll post the link. I was reading up about it at HoustonMethodist.org. And so you can read up on it as you wish. But the most important part of that was having a solid morning routine. So years ago, I was waking up in just enough time to get myself ready, to maybe get the boys ready for daycare and get out the door. I felt rushed. I felt like I was waking up and clocking in for someone else or someone's, right? And it hit me one day. And to be honest, I don't know when exactly I finally made up my mind to just get up a little earlier, but my mom used to get up really early. I remember when my mom was working, she would get up at 4:30. This is because at the time when I was in high school, we moved to the suburbs, but she still worked closer to the city, to the bigger cities. And so she'd have to catch the train. And so she would have to get up at 4:30 to get out of the house to, you know, make it to work early enough so that she wasn't at work all day and then have to commute another hour and a half or whatever back home and still have time to cook dinner and maybe take a load off and, you know, before I would have to go to bed. And at some point when the boys were, I can't remember how old they were, but I've been thinking about it. When they were younger, I've been thinking about it. It wasn't until I started fitness coaching and I realized I wasn't going to be able to do the workouts after work that I really started kind of embracing the idea of getting up a little bit earlier. And so I played around with the timing. It took a while. If the boys didn't wake me up first, then it was like 5 a.m., right? Instead of 6. And then it turned into 4:30. And finally, I found myself at 4:05. Don't ask me why it's 4:05 and not 4, but to me, 4:05 just doesn't seem as bad as waking up at 4 o'clock. So my first alarm goes off at 4:05, second one goes off at 4:10. And that allows me enough time now. And so as this has progressed, as the boys have gotten older and obviously they sleep through the night, it has allowed me about 2.5 hours of uninterrupted time. It got to the point where if I didn't have this time for myself, I wasn't going to have any. So it turned into an all or nothing for me. It turned into, you know, back against the wall, act of desperation. This is the only way I'm going to get me time and quality me time, because I believe that the quality of your self-care time is super important. It should be uninterrupted. You should not feel rushed. And so that's why I get up so early. In that time, I wake up, I roll out of bed, you know, do the things, brush my teeth, use the bathroom, la-di-da-di-da. I throw on my workout clothes and I drink my Go Juice, which is, it's an all-natural kind of a pre-workout. It is the only pre-workout that I've ever had that did not make me sick and did not make me jittery. So I drink it and I enjoy it. It's the only thing that I will do on an empty stomach. And I go work out, and that is my fill my cup time. But it took a lot of trial and error to get to this point, right? So I work out, I jump on Instagram and I share, because that's, you know, that's just what I do. And I get in the shower. And that's kind of how I had to tweak my morning routine, because in order for me to do all of that and take a shower, like that was the last thing. I was like, I want to make sure that I can take a shower without being interrupted. and it just feels really good. It sets me up for such an amazing day. It is intentional. Usually I can do my daily journaling and devotional, and it feels so, so good to be able to do that for myself. I talk to moms all the time, and they say that they don't have time for themselves, but they're so unwilling to wake up just a little earlier. I believe that you're worth that time. I believe, and it took me a while, you know, no lie, to realize that it's worth it to me to wake up early, because if I don't get it, then it ain't gonna happen. Now, I know some of y'all will just take my word for it and try it, but some of you guys actually want the receipts. So I did a little research, and on healthline.com, I will link this in the show notes as well. There are a ton of benefits that they list about why you should wake up earlier. And obviously the first one is what I just talked about, more time for yourself, right? If that means that you get up in the morning, even if you're not working out like strenuously, even if you wake up and do your meditation and do some yoga and go out on your back porch and sip some coffee in peace and quiet, how good would that feel? And not have anybody saying mom 100 times while you're trying to drink your coffee. Your coffee will actually be hot, or your tea will actually be hot. Even if you journal, even if you pray, you read the paper, if that's what you want to do, or just enjoy the silence, like enjoy the noises that are outside, that can set you up for such a beautiful day, because you're not going to feel rushed. You're not going to feel hectic and frazzled. One of the other ones is you obviously have more time to exercise. And that actually, that helped me a ton, because I lost most of my excuses as to why I was not consistently working out. Because if I do it first thing in the morning, I've checked the box. And first it was physical, right? First it was like, I got to get it in because I'm trying to drop some weight. It has turned into, I got to get this in because I want to feel good. And you guys know in the previous episode, I talked about health esteem and how feeling good from the inside out is what's most important to me, especially now that I'm 40 plus. Am I officially 40 plus? Because I turned 41 this year. Feeling good is everything. Checking that box for myself is everything, because nobody bothers me. Nobody asks me for anything. The only person that I am accountable to at 4:30 in the morning, 4:45 is me. It is me. And that feels so good to do something for myself, because that filling up my cup in that way, it overflows to everybody else. I'm a much more patient wife and mom once I've gotten my workout first thing in the morning. I've checked that box. I feel good. I've got my endorphins going. Now I'm ready to deal with the rest of y'all. I'm ready to deal with the kids. I'm ready to see what it is that they need from me. I'm ready to log on as an employee. I'm a better coach. I'm a better mentor. I'm a better speaker. When I spoke in Hartford at a convention, I absolutely got my workout in before I went, because I needed those good juices. I needed those good vibes. I needed those endorphins running through me before I did something that big, right? I needed to stay on my routine. What else do they talk about? They talk about less time in traffic. A lot of people work from home, but that does make sense. That's why I work starting at like 7 o'clock in the morning. And you also have more time to get things done, and you have better sleep, which can turn into more energy. But for me, having a solid morning routine, I am a routine person. I am not somebody that can just wing it. I'll go with the flow, but I still need to know what time the flow is supposed to start and when it ends, because I have other things to do on my calendar, right? Having a good morning routine means that you are doing for yourself first. And I cannot emphasize that enough, because as busy moms, as sports moms, as dance moms, as any type of mom where your children and the people around you want things from you because you're so valuable, right? Like, let's not discount the fact that you bring so much value to this world that other people want that of you, but you've got to have it for yourself first. You've got to value yourself enough to say, no, not right now. To be honest, my morning routine was birthed out of, well, part of it was birthed out of being non-confrontational. You know, that's another thing. If I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, who's up with me? Nobody. So I can be uninterrupted and I don't have to deal with the things. Now, obviously kids wake up, kids, you know, they don't feel good, whatever. I'll deal with that when it comes. But for me, solid, solid routine. And I'll tell you more about it when I come back. Okay, so you guys know that we're about that action over here. So let me give you a couple of tips if you are deciding on, you know what, Kim, I think I really do want to start getting up a little earlier and establishing a good morning routine, but how do I even get started? Like, do I just set my alarm? Okay, good. I got you. Don't you worry. I would start slow. It's a gradual process. I would always start with letting the people in your life know what you're trying to do, because support is everything. I've always been the first person to get up anyway in my house. So that wasn't that out of the realm, right? But if you normally wake up just in time, let the people around you know what you're getting ready to try, because you're going to be sleepy at first. When I transitioned from, you know, 5:30 to 5, my kids were still waking up like 2 times a night. So I was already sleepy anyway. Like, I was already more used to getting up early, but that move from 5 to 4:30 and then to 4 was a monster. It took some time. So go slow, be gradual with yourself. Give it a solid 2 weeks at that time, right? So see how you feel going back at going up a half hour. You know, if you normally wake up at 5:30, try 5 o'clock. Try it for a week. See how you feel. Figure out what you want your routine to look like. Okay. And actually, let me go back real quick to setting that alarm. Set one alarm. And this is from 5 second rule, right? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get up. Don't even let your eyes close again. And I've made this mistake getting up earlier. I'm just going to close my eyes and pray real quick. No, you're not. You're going to go to sleep. You're going to go back to sleep. That's one of the ways, the top ways that I oversleep is I'm like, you know what? I just need to close my eyes real quick and say a quick prayer. That prayer is never quick. I fall asleep. So set your alarm, get your feet on the floor and go. Go to the bathroom. You can pray in the bathroom when you're up. Mel Robbins also suggests that you leave your phone somewhere else besides next to your bed so that you can't just turn it off and go back to sleep. I'm not going to do that just because my phone also has like the cameras that are around the house, right? So I need quick access to that just in case. Kind of paranoid in that way. So whatever. Also, so okay, set your alarm, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get up, get out of the bed. The next thing, figure out what you want to do. What do you want your morning routine to look like? Why are you getting up this early anyway? Is it to work out? That is one of the top things. I kid you not, that's one of the top things. It's to work out. Maybe you want to start doing yoga. Maybe you want to start, you know, you want to check that box for yourself because you don't have time. Like one, for me, once the day starts, it is done. Like there is no spare time. There is no extra time to carve out during the day for something like that. Not guaranteed. So the only way you can guarantee time for yourself to do the thing that you want to do, do it first thing in the morning. Maybe that's researching for your business. Maybe that's sending those important emails. Maybe that's taking notes for a meeting that you have coming up. Maybe it's a Bible devotional. Maybe it's something like that. Whatever it is, map out what you want that to look like. What do you want to accomplish? How much time do you have? And just do it. I know. It sounds simple. It's simple, but it's not easy and it's going to take time. So start with one thing. Again, you're going to move your time up about a half an hour. And in that half an hour, after you pee, brush your teeth, and get the sleep out of your eyes, maybe you only have about 10 minutes to read. So that's awesome. That's great. Keep building on that. Give yourself some grace. It will take time, but I can guarantee you if you stick with it, living this early life with me, it'll pay dividends. You're going to feel so much better. You're going to feel like you're putting yourself first because that's exactly what you are doing. You are putting your needs first. You are filling your cup up first. and you're going to be a better spouse. You're going to be a better parent. You're going to be a better employee, a better business owner, a better coach, better friend because of it. And so I applaud you for giving it a try. So let me know how it works. Hit me on social.
Talk to you later.
Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.